How the CSSRS is used at Pacific Clinics is described in detail in Policy 108, Clinical Suicide Assessment. This document was developed to provide guidelines for identifying and assessing suicide risk. It also includes action steps for working with clients based on their risk severity levels. And then it has the step-by-step procedures for how we use the CSSRS here. We're going to start looking at that now. Just know that in a nutshell, we begin with the CSSRS right at the initial assessment period, and then we use it throughout ongoing treatment for clients who are ages 6 or older. So let's start with that initial assessment period.